The Warriors will take on the Suns in Phoenix on Saturday night in the second half of a home road back-to-back that brought the Sacramento Kings to Oracle Arena on Friday night. The Warriors battling injuries and battling in this game, getting all kinds of contributions. Quinn Cook, a career-high 25 points, which was also the game-high, fueled by 5 3-pointers. Draymond Green with tremendous defense, delivering 14 points and 10 rebounds, while Nick Young added 16 points. Yet the Kings pull away late for the win, 98-93 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Draymond's our heart and soul, and so he's out there battling and blocking shots and getting steals, and he was amazing. And then he hits a huge three, you know, to tie it. And I mean, that's what Draymond does. He's a guy who's hit, think of all the big shots he's hit, threes against the Cavs in game 7 of the finals. And so he's a guy who's not afraid of anything, that's for sure.
What did you think of the shot he missed?
Well, I mean, he just made one. He just made one. He was feeling it, and so I got no problem with it. I mean, he's got guts, and like I said, Draymond's never afraid of anything, and he went for it.
What did you think of Quinn Cook's performance, not only tonight but over the last 2 games, and just sort of how he stepped up to the plate?
This didn't surprise me. I knew he was about to break out, because the first few games when you come up from the G League and you get some time, you know, the nerves are natural, and he had some good looks that he was missing, but he's a great shooter, and he's been lighting it up in Santa Cruz, and I felt like this was coming. I thought he was fantastic. He really lit it up and gave us a huge boost, gave us 40 minutes on a night when, you know, Omri goes down, we're already shorthanded. So Quinn gave us a huge lift.
What do you think he could turn into?
He's an NBA player. I mean, he played with the Pelicans before he got here. I think he's a really good backup point guard, and he's an unbelievable teammate and worker, and he adds a lot to the character of the team. And so I love Quinn. He's a long-term NBA player in my book.
Steve, what's your level of concern on Kevin's injury?
It's not too high, because we're probably looking at a week or two and then evaluate him, but it doesn't appear to be anything that's longer than that. So all these injuries seem to be, you know, temporary, couple weeks, a week, 2 weeks, whatever. So we're in good shape. You know, we just got to survive this next slate of games, and hopefully start getting guys back and, you know, get rolling again for the playoffs.
Will Clay and Steph be with you guys on the whole trip, or part of it, or none at all? As far as just the rehab, or
I don't
the rehabbing here.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Coach, what was your reaction when Omri Caspi got injured? What was your first thought? Sorry, here. Yeah. What was your first
thought? Well, disappointed for him. You know, this was setting up to be a good 3-game stretch for him, where he was going to play. You know, I was going to play him 30, 35 minutes tonight. So mostly disappointed for him, and then disappointed for us too. You know, we already got guys injured, and to lose another one of our wings, we're literally running out of bodies. So, it's a shame. The timing is strange. Everybody seems to be going down at the same time. But, more than anything, I feel bad for him, because this is, you know, his time to play.
Steve, it looked like you guys had a pretty good jump from the beginning there. Second half, I think you scored 34 points. How much of that is just guys are not being familiar with each other, odd units playing together?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of it. I mean, we had Draymond playing the three quite a bit tonight. We had a lot of guys who were playing out of position, some combinations that we haven't seen, but that's all part of it. You got to get through that. And I loved how our guys battled. I thought they really competed well and made some big plays. We just couldn't get the ball to go down quite enough in the second half.
Obviously you have 3 all-stars out, but Draymond's still in, and it seems like over the next couple of games he could be a stabilizing force. Do you see that, and what qualities does he bring to kind of bring that stabilization to you guys?
Well, the guys who stabilize us are obvious, you know, Andre, Sean, Draymond, David West, and those are the guys who are, you know, really good mentors, and we play through those guys. you know, we'll throw the ball into the post to David, or, you know, we'll run pick and roll with the other guys. So you need guys like that, you know, to settle down the other players, get us organized, and they all do a good job of it.
And after the game on Saturday night in Phoenix against the Suns, the Warriors wrap up their two-game road trip in San Antonio as they take on the Spurs on Monday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.